This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Associated Press's Eric Tucker explains what the newly unsealed charges against former President Donald Trump and a Mar-a-Lago property manager mean.
Former President Donald Trump has been hit with new charges in the classified documents investigation in Florida. He is accused of asking a colleague of his at Mar-a-Lago to delete surveillance footage at the complex. This is important because surveillance footage is what FBI investigators ultimately used to allege that they had probable cause to believe a crime was committed, namely that boxes had been moved in and out of the storage room in an effort to obstruct the investigation. And now, a month after the original charges, we now have new charges accusing Trump of obstruction and a new additional count of willful retention of national defense information.
The AP's Eric Tucker. Trump pleaded not guilty in Miami last month to charges. Niger's army command on Thursday declared its support for a coup carried out the previous day by soldiers of the Presidential Guard, saying its priority was to avoid destabilizing the country. The U.S. State Department said it continues to monitor the situation in Niger. State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters,
At this time, we understand that President Bazoum is detained in his residence. We call for the immediate release of President Bazoum and for the respect of the rule of law and public safety.
Niger's coup is the seventh in West and Central Africa since 2020 and could have grave consequences for democratic progress and the fight against an insurgency by Islamist militants in the region, where Niger is a key Western ally. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Protesters in central Tel Aviv on Thursday evening demonstrated against the Israeli government's passing of a key portion of the judicial overhaul bill earlier in the week. The demonstrations marked the grassroots protest movement's 30th week. The World Health Organization on Thursday warned that health threats are surging in the war in Sudan as the war in Sudan escalates and millions of people, many of whom are sick or wounded, flee for safety within Sudan and across borders into neighboring countries where health services are fragile and hard to reach. The conflict thus far has displaced an estimated 3.4 million people, including 2.5 million inside Sudan. July has thus far been so hot that scientists calculate that this month may be the globally hottest on record and likely the warmest human civilization has seen, even though there are several days left in the month. Thursday's announcement by the World Meteorological Organization and the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service says that July's heat is beyond record-smashing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke about it earlier.
The consequences are clear and they are tragic. Children swept away by monsoon rains, families running from the flames, workers collapsing in scorching heat.
Scientists say that this month may be the hottest in 120,000 years. Guterres said world leaders must take the lead and work to limit global temperature rise. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration was skeptical of efforts by Russian President Vladimir Putin, as he was saying that he was taking to alleviate the global food insecurity crisis, offering free grain to at least six African nations.
Despite Russia's rhetoric, they actually invest very little in Africa, accounting for a mere 1% of the foreign direct investment that goes to the continent.
Jean-Pierre told reporters that the Black Sea grain initiatives have resulted in more than 32 million tons of grain being exported to rural markets. North Korea says it has staged a military parade in celebration of the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War. The state-run Korea Central News Agency says that the North also displayed an intercontinental ballistic missile. The KCNA also said that Pyongyang flew an unmanned spy plane. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.